This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Audible Plus. To find out more about what Audible Plus has to offer and try it for free for 30 days, keep listening to this program. All right, we've got a couple of celebrations to use the show for today to celebrate with some covers. First off, Ian Brown celebrating birthday, lead singer of the band Stone Roses, that put out a couple amazing albums. So we're going to hear covers of the Stone Roses, as well as some stuff that Ian Brown has released over the years, some covers he's released. We're also going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Carole King's album, Tapestry, which was such a huge album when it came out 50 years ago. We'll figure out why when we get to that set. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, February 18th. 2021. My name is Brian Abbott. Almost said 2020. Still, it's like I'm signing my checks with my Twitch stream. 2021, and I'm Brian Abbott. Thanks for joining me here for another episode of Coverville. A couple of cover stories for you today. First up is going to be celebrating the music of the Stone Roses and Ian Brown. If you're not familiar with the Stone Roses, or you don't think you're familiar with the Stone Roses, go back to 1989. And the post new wave, post punk Britpop that was coming out of the UK, and look for an album called Stone Roses, or better yet, their second album, which was called The Second Coming. Amazing albums, especially that second one. I just loved it. You're probably familiar with songs like Love Spreads, 10 Story Love Song, I Want to Be Adored, all that stuff. And so you'll want to stick around in the show to hear covers of those songs and more. Later on in the show, the 50th anniversary of Carole King's Tapestry. We'll get to that later on. As I mentioned, this week is Ian Brown's birthday. So let's celebrate with some Stone Roses covers here. Let's start with this one right here by Monsters Are Waiting. Probably the biggest song by Stone Roses right here. I Wanna Be Adored, covered on their Ones and Zeros album from 2008. Here is Monsters Are Waiting.
Thank you. 25, 25, if man is still alive. If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You'll pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. If God is coming, should have made it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for judgment day. In the year 85, 10, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taking everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.
Simon, he defying the why. Jake Lake swigging with Ian Mackay. Cool customers, crisper than a new bill. Whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I ran out of monsters, ran out of town. Ran out to the shore to watch the ship go down. Goons fell on the tracks. From the money, make it to the boogie down. Nothing is my favorite kind of something. Butter or the butter, money swill to make your guts sing. Semi-finalists, king and the toy. The betters and their betters, boiled oysters, Malloy. I'm on a tightrope, baby, 9 miles high. Striding through the clouds on my ribbon in the sky. I'm on a tightrope, baby. One thing I found, I don't know how to stop, and it's a long,
not relent. Gouge the glad handers with the implement. I bought a Moshiach Duper at a stoop sale. Charm bag with Biggie's hair and cowboy's nail. Mitch Thoroughfare, Aiden Beck. Phantom in the buzz on the 14th fret. Cram school, smooch the bellhop. Free booters in the Lorimer stop. Yolanda Vega jumps off the mall. Saw the mouse moving in the flash on the wall. Make a clever bet, work on your plur. She got trash with the sauce planeur. Plaid clad, wearing a wire. Vega sides pushers in the parapet tie. I'm on a tightrope, baby, 9 miles high. Striding through the clouds on my ribbon in the sky. I'm on a tightrope, baby. One thing I found, I don't know how to stop, and it's a long, 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 long way. I'm on a tightrope, baby, 9 miles high. Striding through the clouds on my rhythm in the sky. I'm on a tightrope, baby. One thing I found, I don't know how to stop, and it's a long, long, long. Long way.
Thank you.
Waterfall by the band Stony. Yeah, Stony covering Stone Roses. That one recorded for the Saturday Sessions, Dermot O'Leary, back in 2007. Before that, The Affection with a cover of Sally Cinnamon. Very garage band sounding cover of Sally Cinnamon by The Affection. That one from an album called 1987, which featured a bunch of different artists covering songs from 1987, the year of that first Stone Roses album. The Flip Is Another Honey by Mike Doughty brought us Tightrope, cover of the Stone Roses by Mike Doughty, who I always really like. His cover of The Gambler ranks right up there with some of the best examples of covering a song ever. So good. And Ian Brown himself covering Zager and Evans in the year 2525. That one, I think, was the song that was number one the day I was born, if that gives you any idea of how old I am or how old that song is, whichever side of that you can use to do the math. Ian Brown covered that on the 1969 Key to Change, a charity album released back in 2010. And Monsters Are Waiting got us all started off with I Want to Be Adored from their 2008 album Ones and Zeros. We've got some more Ian Brown and Stone Roses music coming up, but first, I want to tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville, and that sponsor is Audible. Audible Plus. Ooh, that's a little loud. Let's turn that down a smidge. There we go. Yeah, Audible Plus. Right now, look, you're listening to a podcast, so you're already familiar with getting audio that you can take with you on the go and listen to. Chances are you're also familiar with audiobooks. Sure you are. You're already probably familiar with the biggest name in audiobooks, Audible. But what you might not know is that Audible has a brand new offering called the Audible Plus Catalog. Yeah, it's a lot more than the audiobooks that you're already familiar with. Now, don't get me wrong, those are still in there too, but you've got new additional original content, including podcasts, episodic series, self-help programs, theatrical performances, and comedy, which is actually what I'm currently listening to myself. I'm in the middle of Keegan-Michael Key's The History of Sketch Comedy, which is a an original series on Audible, and it's really good. It's taking me back through the history of sketch comedy, not just comedy, but specifically sketch comedy, going all the way back to the Greeks and having their tragedies delivered by a pair of performers to have the audience then participate in the performance of those tragedies. It's really kind of cool. Yeah, Keegan-Michael Key's The History of Sketch Comedy. It's right there. One of the new programs that you can get as part of Audible Plus. Now, that's what Audible Plus gives you, right? It's what you already love plus more. You get one credit every month that you can spend on the audiobooks, new releases, bestsellers. Let's play that again. Yeah, so you can you get a credit to use on new releases, bestsellers, and those are in your library. They stay with you no matter how long, you know, you're with the service. Even after you leave the service, those are yours to listen to. So you can pick them up or listen to them months from now. But then you also get full access to the Plus catalog, unlimited access, which is everything else. So your additional audiobooks in there, also a lot of extra stuff like original programming, comedy, podcasts, shows that make you laugh, shows that help you meditate, self-help, fitness, all sorts of stuff like that, and more. And you get unlimited access to all of it. Thousands of titles you get access to. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it out for free for 30 days. Here's how you're going to do it. You're going to go to audible.com/coverville, or you're going to text the word coverville to 500-500 on your phone. That's right. You can either go online using your browser, audible.com/coverville, or text coverville to 500-500. Either way is going to get you that 30 days free to try out Audible Plus. And you're going to be hooked like I am checking out that great stuff. And check out that Keegan-Michael Key History of Sketch Comedy show. It's really, really good. That's Audible Plus. Check them out today, audible.com/coverville. All right, let's get back to the music here, and another one from Ian Brown. Now, this is really cool. I couldn't decide which cover of Michael Jackson by Ian Brown I wanted to play, so I'm going to play both of them. You're going to get a double shot of Ian Brown covering Michael Jackson because, yeah, he's done it not once, but twice. Let's start things off with his cover of Billie Jean.
Strong advice. Remember to to always think twice. Don't think twice, twice. She told my baby who danced with thee, and she looked at me, showed a photo of baby cries, eyes just like mine. Gonna dance on the floor in a round. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. But you came and stood right by me, so smell a sweet perfume. Careful what you do, because life becomes the truth. Hey, 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 Billie Jean's on my lawn. She's just the girl who knows I am the one. The chance is on my side. She says I am the one. The chance is on my side.
Thank you. through a long road. Wind on through the hills for 50 days. The pack on my back is aching. The grass seems to touch me like a knife. I go through a long road. Winds on through the hills for 50 days. The pack on my back is aching. The trap seems to touch me like a knife. I'm no clown, I went back down. I don't need you to tell me what's going down. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. I'm standing alone, I'm watching you roll, I'm seeing you sinking. I'm standing alone, you're playing your gold, I'm watching you sinking. Ooh, all gold. These boots were made for watching. Cartoons are to make no boots like these. Goes just around the corner. Great dogs coming around the bend. Sometimes you have to try to get along. You, I know the truth, and I know what you're thinking. Down, 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 down. I'm standing alone, I'm watching you roll, I'm seeing you sinking. I'm standing alone, you're playing your gold, I'm watching you sinking. Ooh, all gold. I'm standing alone, I'm watching you all, I'm seeing you sinking. I'm standing alone, you're playing your gold, I'm watching you sinking. Ooh, all gold. Ow, ow, ow.
10 Story Love Song, cover there by Pete Yorn from a brand new album called Pete Yorn Sings the Classics. Yeah, a little bit of a tag on at the end there, which is awesome. Just came out actually last month and is really, really good. A lot of great covers on there. So check it out. Pete Yorn, another great voice from the 90s, early 2000s, and beyond. Here It Comes by Lightouts, that one from the single they released for their song See Clear back in 2011. Mrs. Hopkins' Computer with that very Daft Punky cover of Fool's Gold, that one from an album of the same name. Ian Brown with a couple of Michael Jackson covers. You heard Thriller, which he recorded as part of Tom Middleton's Crazy Covers Volume 2. And Billie Jean, which he released on his own album, Golden Greats, from 2005. Big happy birthday going out to Ian Brown of Stone Roses. All right, well, another big celebration right now is the 50th anniversary of the release of Carole King's Tapestry album. Carole King, a big singer-songwriter, co-writer with Jerry Goffin, who released a bunch of great songs and also wrote a bunch of songs for other people back in the Brill Building days of New York songwriting. Was it? It was New York, Brill Building, yeah. So much good. Locomotion was theirs, performed by Little Eva, but written by the two of them. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman for Aretha Franklin was a Carole King song. Anyway, now the album Tapestry has had a few full cover albums dedicated to it, and those have been hit and miss. There have been some good songs, some things that just wouldn't fit here on Coverville. So I decided to do one set tribute to Tapestry so that I could keep things kind of in the same feel of the stuff that I normally play here on Coverville. So let's get to the first one of those. This was the first track on Tapestry, covered here by Nikki Boyer for a new Tapestry released in 2002. Here is I Feel the Earth Move.
I see your face. tumbling day, yeah. You're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? Used to be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could. You're so far away. Song about moving on down the highway. I can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it close to you. But you're so far away. Traveling around sure gets me down and lonely. Nothing left to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. You're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It used to be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're so far away. So far away. You're so far away.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here that can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. There'll be good times again for me and you, but we just can't stay together. Don't you feel it too? Still I'm glad.
Thank you. him give your love so sweetly tonight. The light of love is in your eyes, but will you love me tomorrow? Is this a last impression, or just a moment's pleasure? Can I of your side, will you still love me tomorrow?
Written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, first recorded by the Shirelles, and as a matter of fact became the first song ever to reach number one on the Billboard charts by an all-black girl group. Yeah, so Will You Love Me Tomorrow or Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, depending on who's covering it, they add that one word into the title. And written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King, Shirelles did it. Huge hit for the Shirelles, obviously. They originally didn't want to do it because they felt it was too country sounding. And then they added some strings to it. And then they eventually did record it. But some radio stations didn't like it because they felt like it was a little too sexual, a little too blue, or too suggestive, I guess, for radio. Anyway, then Carole King recovered it for her album Tapestry, along with You've Got a Friend. Now, that was the House Martins that you heard on that one. Oh, did I tell you? Jimmy Jorgensen was the person you heard covering Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, that one from his album Come Into My Sleep from 2010. You've Got a Friend, of course, the House Martins right there, the band that that split up. Half of the members, or most of the members, continued on as the Beautiful South, while Norman Cook changed his performing moniker to Fatboy Slim and went out on his own. That was from their album Now That's What I Call Quite Good from 1987. And of course, Carole King wrote it, released on Tapestry around the same time that James Taylor recorded his version, and Carole King has said that she wrote this song as kind of a response or inspired by the line in Fire and Rain in the chorus where James Taylor says, "I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend." And then she wrote, "You've got a friend," in kind of response to that. And then he covered that as well. House Martins and "You've Got a Friend." Sarah Evans before that from her album from last year that was one of my favorite cover albums of 2020. Copy That, her cover of "It's Too Late." So Far Away by Dennison Whitmer. Before that, that one from his album Recovered from 2009. We start off that set with "I Feel the Earth Move" by Nicky Boyer. It's from one of those all cover albums, the one called "A New Tapestry" from 2002. That was Nicky Boyer. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Did I turn that? I made that too low. You can't even hear it. There it is. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Huzzah! Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CACHEFLY, cachefly.com.